Hey everyone, Chris Buschhausen here running for Greenfield City Council District 1. I just want to let you know, you guys, that I'm kind of questioning the spending that might be happening of the website maintenance and social media marketing going on in the city of Greenfield that might be passing the city council budget here soon. I think that their idea of attracting more youth, more younger families, more single, youth to Greenfield is a great plan. But first, in order to do that, we must, update our infrastructure and attract new businesses and have new festivals and things of that nature before we go ahead and spend $90,000, which is what this budget is going to go towards, to finance something like this. And I know many of you guys want Greenfield to go towards the right direction, but first, the direction that we must go towards is not to start spending these funds that are available, which are like local income tax funds, and then the remaining would be covered by like local businesses such as Nine Star and Greenfield Schools and also Hancock County Health. I think if we're going to invite people to our community, what we need to do first is realize that we need to change a lot of things in Greenfield and update a lot of things, because I don't know what they're going to promote. Because a lot of the things are geared towards older crowd, kind of. Nothing wrong with that. But according to a latest census, they showed that there was almost 6,000... yeah, that's right, I repeat, 6,000 young adults, ages 23 to 42, that live in the city of Greenfield now. That doesn't count all their kids. And then you have the rest of the population. If we're going to gear towards that crowd, which I'm part of that crowd, I'm 33, by the way, I want to see other things happen before you spend the money. City council members are elected to do what we ask them to do, which is spend our money wisely. And if this money's not being spent wisely, then why are we electing city council members? So I encourage all of you to show up to the next city county meeting. Voice your concern on it, because there's been wasted funds before, and I feel like we could find another way to use these funds generated by the local income tax for other things. I think the redesign of a new city website is fine. That I think they should pass. That's fine. But spending almost 60 grand on social media marketing, I don't think is something that Greenfield needs to do at this point. Less budget of that until we could, update our park system, like I've been saying in all my podcasts, and part of my 10-point plan, which has expanded out to actually 15 points now. But my original 10-point plan was to update Riley Park, get local businesses and stuff to sponsor certain aspects of the park, to include a new playground, add new trails. Just update the existing park to the 21st century. Find a way to reduce the flooding there so families could enjoy it year-round, even after it rains for a couple days. Where right now, the city park floods. And also, I'd like to see more bike trails, more bike paths, running paths, bike lanes, to connect all the different corridors of Greenfield together. And then if you want to attract a younger crowd, you got to attract more younger businesses. Small businesses are the ones that you want to go after. I know many of you guys might have lived in Greenfield. You try to escape Indianapolis, and I moved out here to get away from the city. But there's many amenities that are great that Greenwood and Fishers and Carmel and all of them have in their cities, which is unique small businesses. We can look at Carmel for that good example of just having all these small businesses that relocated there just to build up. And you could also look at downtown Indianapolis, the resurgence of Fountain Square and Mass Avenue as, another good example of a resurgence of small businesses. I'm not talking about inviting, dive bars where, invites trouble and problems. I'm talking inviting, craft breweries, places like that. We already have the Wooden Bear Brewing Company that's downtown. Greenfield. Let's attract more businesses like that, original businesses. Places that are going to attract a certain crowd that's not going to bring a lot of crime and trouble with it. And maybe even offer a couple, you know, not nightclub, but just a couple different, like, sports bar or certain type of bar atmosphere. But also family-friendly businesses as well. Kind of like, you know, what they have elsewhere in terms of, like, arcades. I know we have that fun place in a bowling alley. But in, like, terms of, like, where a whole family could go out and enjoy a whole day. Or people from nearby. Like, something unique. I think we need to look into that. Granted, Greenfield is not, you know, Indianapolis. And it'll never be Indianapolis. We don't want it to be Indianapolis. We want it to be its own place. But we need to figure out a way to make something unique that's not found anywhere else. And that's how you attract youth here. That's how you attract the younger crowd here. By tracking those type of things here. And also beautifying and making it look a lot more greener than it already is. Because Greenfield is already a step in the right direction with everything being LED, light-wise, and stuff like that. But why not push for more green energy in the city? Why not push for beautification along State Road 9 and US 40 or Main Street? Asking businesses what they want us to promote as well. We should try to promote Main Street more because Main Street has a lot of unique businesses. And those are the things I'm talking about. And I'll be in support of it more if they use it towards, you know, things that are actually going to work. But showing off a renovated Riley Park pool with a splash pad is not going to attract more younger people to Greenfield to visit. Maybe in those in Hancock County, but those in neighboring counties have stuff similar to it, have bigger water parks. I'm not saying that I'm not happy that we're getting a reconstruction of Riley Pool, but other counties already have that type of pool is what I'm saying. And it's important to note that in order to build a future Greenfield, we first must come up with good ideas. And I've seen some good ideas along a 10-year plan that the city came up with. That 10-year plan included reconstruction of, you know, Main Street and other areas of Greenfield to make it look more of the 21st century. Not touching the courthouse, obviously, because the courthouse is a landmark of the county and of Greenfield, actually. You don't find many courthouses like that anymore. But Main Street needs to attract more small businesses like food places and unique shops and more stuff like that. We have a lot of small businesses that own that by small business owners, and it's a great thing to have to our community. Greenfield is growing, and many of you guys might be opposed to it, but growth is good if we could sustain the growth, making sure our roads are updated, widened, paved, looking nice. The more that the city looks nice, the more people move here and young families move here. They're looking for a safe city to live at. That's another reason why we need to attack the crime that's in Greenfield as well, with more police officers. And then also increase the response time of them and the fire department. And the fire department looking at a proposal on the east side to add a new fire station. All these proposals and all these things that I'm talking about are good ideas that are going to attract growth to Greenfield that we need desperately in higher paying jobs. The jobs that we have here are great, but we need to attract higher paying jobs to lower the poverty rate and also to increase the actual medium family income or single family or single person income. When you look at the whole county of Hancock, it's at $76,000 for medium family. We're at $52,000. We need to look at ways to increase that every year by attracting new growth and businesses. And that's what's going to make Greenfield better, by beautifying, adding more small businesses, updating our parks. And if we attract new festivals, to include music festivals, we're already way ahead of neighboring counties or the counties and cities with attracting great things to the city. But with that, means that we have to attract more small businesses that will promote these events and advertise their food or small business at these events too. A lot of the other communities around us have a lot of unique small businesses as well. We need to make our community something that sets apart the other communities. And people are like, wow, I got to move there because it's not like anything else I found anywhere else. And those are the things that makes me love Greenfield, because I have a lot of people that I talk to that are open to all that because they want to see the growth. That includes doing all the things that I said in this podcast. And I'll be out with more, but I think the money could be spent otherwise. I think the website redesign is great because it makes it easier to navigate. Social media marketing towards the younger crowd is not going to work if we don't have anything for the younger crowd to look at. Remember that. We have very small things when it comes to festivals and stuff like that that's going to attract a younger crowd. Maybe a younger crowd with a family, but not a younger crowd, period. And that concludes my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And go ahead and share and like and comment. Whatever comment or whatever response you have, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. That's it for now, and my name is Chris Bushhausen, running for City Council of District 1 on the Democratic side. Remember, I listen to your comments and concerns, and I'll be the voice of the community that you haven't heard in a while in Greenfield. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful Sunday. Bye.